So, but he said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the godless world have blinded the mind of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We use boldness in telling the good news. We are to be bold in telling the good news. The world or Satan spreading his lies to try to keep men from coming and giving their lives to Jesus. We are to do what the Master Jesus did. See, Satan is not coward. He's not coward or quiet in spreading his lies. They're bold about it. They're bold about it. And if you mention certain things, you're discriminating now because they're past certain laws, you know. But they're bold about it, but we're supposed to be quiet. But Christ didn't do it. The Pharisees, Sadducees tried to stop him, didn't they do it? They tried to stop him, but he preached, he passed by their synagogue, he went in the synagogue and they didn't act right, he just kept right on with where the crowd was. Crowd came to him. And we'll get there, and maybe not tonight, but we'll get there and we'll see how the crowd, when they heard about what Jesus was doing, they left that Pharisee stuff because they were sitting up there pointing their finger, criticizing everybody, talking about how sorry folks are. Hello? Hello, somebody. But we are to be like Jesus. And the Bible says in Matthew 4:17 and 23 and 4, listen what it says. This was after Jesus. We talked about this the last time. But this is after Jesus came out of the wilderness temptation. He was tempted by the devil 40 days and night, and he came out, and then he said these words, Matthew 4:17. Look what he said, and then look what he did. And Jesus, from that time, after he had come out of the temptation, the devil had tried to tempt him and trap him and tell him, say all these things, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread, and so forth and so on. But from that time, verse 17, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, do what? Repent. What repent mean? Change your mind. Change the way you've been thinking. Why do I need to repent? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What is at hand? God's way of doing things and being right has showed up. God had brought in, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Repent, because you've been going the wrong direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And so he said, repent and stop following that, because that is not taking you where you want to go. That's not giving you what you want. That is destroying you. I have come to bring you the right way. The kingdom of God has showed up. Here he is. I'm here to tell you about the kingdom of God. Look what he said. Verse 23. And when he said that, Jesus went to his house and sat down. Mm-mm. And Jesus went about all Galilee doing what? Being quiet. I don't know what to say, Lord. Teaching in their synagogue, wherever they open that door.
Amen.
And preaching the gospel of the kingdom, not this Pharisees' laws and what they had. He preaching that what? The gospel of the kingdom, and did what? Healing all manner of sickness and all manner of these disease among the people. Verse 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria. You know what God wants from us here, Christian Fellowship? He don't want us to fall into a rut. He wants us to be those that take his power to Houston, Calvin City, West Point, Tupelo, Pontotoc, Grenada, all of the surrounding cities, that we have a fame that we get people healed. That our fame will go out that we teach and preach. You know, the Pharisees tried to trap Jesus and tried to do all that stuff. But I think we need to step it up because Jesus told us. What did Jesus tell us? What Jesus told us. He said, the works that I do shall you do also. Didn't he say it? I believe we can step it up this year. I believe we can step it up tonight. I believe we can join our forces together with God. Let God lead us in this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know we are ministering to people, but I believe it should be stepped up. I believe we can tighten up on the prayer line.
Amen.
I believe we can become more committed. Y'all ain't talking to me too well.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the enemy wants to keep this away from people.